From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Karen Shee, Peter Gross, and Hari Kondabolu. And here again is your host, filling in for Peter Sagal, Maz Jobrani.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill paints in the style of Rembrandt in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Karen, the winner of the Kentucky Derby was busted for doping, but now the trainer has revealed the horse was just given steroids to cure a problem with its what?
Legs?
I'm going to give you one hint.
Okay.
The second place horse was staring right at it.
The shoulder.
The second place horse was staring right at it.
His butt.
Yes, his butt.
Also, do horses have shoulders?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen them in strapless dresses that aren't being held up, so they have something.
So this is what happened. Medina Spirit, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, tested positive for steroids. The giveaway was all the other horses had jockeys on their backs, and Medina just had back knee. So the horse's owner initially had a bunch of excuses. I don't know if you guys saw this guy. He was coming up with all kinds of crazy stuff. He said he claimed the positive test had happened because a horse groom who'd been drinking cough syrup had peed on the hay in the horse's stall, and then the horse ate the hay. But now they've revealed the horse was taking steroids to cure, quote, dermatitis of its hind area, which the blog defector referred to as butt fungus.
I wish that he was like, well, you see, the horse was taking steroids so it would go faster. So it's a simple explanation and excuse. So give me trophy.
Yeah. And the poor horse, like, first they accuse him of taking steroids. Then they tell the world he had butt fungus. It's like, really, guys? Keep it on the down low. Karen, right. A man in Illinois broke the record for 100 miles run on a treadmill. And just to add a little challenge to it, where was the treadmill?
On top of his house.
No, let me give you a hint. The running comes with a chaser.
In a bar?
Yes! Yes! In a bar. That's right. Treadmills are a great way to take up space in your basement. But one man in Illinois decided to take up space somewhere way more annoying, a bar on a weekend. Taggart Van Eaton broke the 100-mile record by 40 minutes. Meanwhile, Brock from Bloomington broke the table when he got drunk and fell over.
His name is Taggart. What's his name again?
His name is Taggart Van Eaton.
Oh, and he's a poor gentleman? Is he a salt of the earth fellow from around the way?
So this guy, Taggart Van Eaton, he ran 11 hours and then he went home and ate a whole pizza. So Taggart Van Eaton a pizza.
I wonder if people were offering him shots while he was running. That would have added another element.
I wonder if they were offering him punches.
Shots and punches. Exactly. It's like, you think running 100 miles is impressive? Run 100 miles while taking shots and being punched in the face. You're right, Peter Gross. Peter,
yes.
Massachusetts has updated its COVID guidelines. And as of August 1st, your children will once again be able to visit what?
As of August 1st, your kids can go to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Let me give you a hint, okay? Yeah. Great. You can once again lose your children at a McDonald's play place.
The ball? Oh, ball pits?
Yes, the ball pits.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Great news, kids and bacteria. Ball pits are coming back. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says ball pits, your favorite attraction, named after the two grossest parts of the body. We'll be back this summer.
Like a trailer for a horror movie that ball pits are coming back.
Some people have really missed the ball pits. The Boston Globe article on the reopening said, quote, some have found other ways to scratch the ball pit itch, which is also what you do after using a public ball pit. So everything's working out.